Blog Talk Radio.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Well, I want to say thank you to all the fans and listeners. We are past 700,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. I hope that you have enjoyed them. I have immensely enjoyed doing them and learned so many things along the way. It's been absolutely amazing. And today's show is no different. Today I will have author and lawyer Scott Smith on talking about his book, When Someone Dies. Now, that sounded kind of, you know, morbid, you know, in a sense, but there's a lot of awesome, useful information in this book. You need to get a copy of it. I mean, things I didn't even think about, you know, changing the locks on the doors when the person dies, because people find out somebody died, they try to break in and steal stuff, getting the mail forwarded. Do you know about probate? Do you know about probate affidavits? What about now we have all this social media? We have Twitter accounts. We have Facebook accounts, Instagram, Pinterest, all these things. People are using them. When they die, what happens? They keep going until someone says stop. But how do you do that? In terms of paying taxes, not just for money maybe you inherited, but the taxes of the deceased. How do you go about paying those taxes? How do you go about paying for a funeral? I mean, all these things that you may not think about at the time, maybe you think emotional, but these are things as possibly an executor or a relative or even just a friend of a person who has just passed away that you might be responsible for or need to think about or let someone know and say, hey, you might want to think about this. Scott Smith, he's a partner in Viant Capital, the San Francisco-based boutique investment bank. Part of the reason he wrote the book is because he, being a lawyer, still had problems when his mother passed away and was unaware of certain rules and regulations and things that he needed to do, papers he needed to file. So he thought it was a really good idea to write a book so that other people wouldn't have to go through, you know, the same problems as he did. It was just amazing. It's not a long book. It's about 160, 70 pages or something. But there's so much useful information. And he also has a website, whensomeonedies.net, and he has a lot of great forms on that website. So I'm going to reach out to him now and bring him into the conversation. But feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. Again, 646-929-0368, and you can call in. Also, if you want to log in, you can log in to blogtalkradio.com, and then you can chat in the chat room with me, ask questions that way. But, again, the book is called When Someone Dies. Scott Taylor Smith, and also he got help from Michael Castleman to write the book. So I'm going to give him a call now and reach out to him. I'm going to be giving away copies of it. So you should follow me on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook so you could possibly win a copy of the book. Again, at Joy Keys on Twitter is my hook, and Saturday Morning with Joy Keys on Facebook. So let me see here. Let me try his other number. He's not answering that one. He's on the West Coast, so there's a bit of a time difference there. But let me try his other number here. Again, you can call in 646-929-0368. Again, it's a wonderful book. Did you know that you probably should get about like 30 copies, 25 to 30 copies of the death certificate? Say that three times, death certificate. I was like, wow. And because you might need to present originals to various institutions, credit card companies, bank companies, the post office, whatever, they want originals. They don't want copies. So you have to have lots of copies. It's just something that I wouldn't have thought of. I was like, oh, one or two, you know, but he's saying you need to get 25 or 30, depending on the state, the size of your estate. So, again, call in and ask a question.
Hi, this is Scott Smith. Please leave a message.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe an emergency came up or something. But some of the things, again, I think it's still a wonderful book. Some of the things that are important are, one, if you're alive now, things that you can do to prepare for your death. I mean, I hate to say it like that, prepare for your death, but we all are going to die. There's no way around it. You know, you get born and you die. But one of the things is having a will. Do you have a will? And do you have a will that somebody can find? And do you have a will that's been signed by you, an original, that someone can find? Have you told someone this is where the will is? Because when you die, you can't tell them anything. So it's really important not only to have the will, but also notify someone where it is, or keep it in the safe deposit box and let somebody know there's a safe deposit box, excuse me, and this is where it is. Another thing is having an executor. This is someone who would deal with your estate dealings, paying for your taxes, doling out assets, dealing with debtor, you know, debt and things of that nature, stopping all your insurance payments, stopping Social Security, different things like that. This is the person. Now, this is not your durable power of attorney person that deals with your health care. They are different. Those two are different. So that's something that you again, need to know the difference. Some of the things that you might want to think about, are you going to donate your organs, or not just your organs, but your whole body? See, I didn't even think about that. Like, I was thinking organ donation, and I have that on my driver's license, organ donation, but you can also donate your entire body, eyes, nails, skin, all of that. So there you go. That's useful information that you might not have known about. And consider while you're alive, if you're already up in age or maybe you have some type of illness, you know you're going to get ready to die, giving gifts away before you pass and giving gifts away under a certain amount. Each state laws are different. And Scott talks about this in the book, that he has a guideline, he has forms in the back, he also has forms on his website, but each state in the United States has different rules and regulations. So try to find out your specific state's rules. But one of the things he suggested is giving out gifts to your family before you actually pass away. Another thing is figuring out your funeral arrangements. Are you going to have a funeral? Are you going to be cremated? And if you have a funeral, where are you going to have a funeral? Who's going to do the embalming? Are you not going to be embalmed? And did you know about green embalming? Wow. Like, see, that's something I learned when I was reading the book, green embalming. Like, I thought, okay, well, people die. That's good fertilizer for the plants. Well, actually, the embalming fluid is bad because it leaks out into rivers and lakes and things like that. So they have green embalming, which is a little better for the environment. So these are things you might want to think about as a person, as a human, anybody, or as the executor if the person didn't define what they want. Also, depending on your religion, you might need to have services very quickly. How will you pay for this? Transporting the body, having the funeral, having flowers, getting dressed, makeup for the body, a tombstone or not tombstone. Even if you're cremated, did you know that the funeral home by law has to give you a box, like a wooden box with the ashes in it? You don't have to buy a huge expensive vase. They are legally obligated just to give you some kind of container, and you can take that, because the containers that have all the scripting and painting and all that stuff, like a Greek vase, so to speak, can be very expensive. But you can take the ashes without that. So just remember, you don't get conned into thinking that you have to have this immense vase to take the ashes if you get cremated. You can have it without that. They just have to give you a box, even a plastic bag, literally a zip bag. You can take your ashes in a zip bag or the person's ashes. Again, you can call in 646-929-0368 and ask a question or share some of your story. Some of the crazy things that happened with Scott's situation is that he had a problem with his mother's Social Security. He didn't even know this. He's a lawyer. I'm going to try to reach out to him again and see if he answers. If not, we'll probably have to reschedule the show. One of the things you might want to think about is setting up a joint account with someone before you actually pass away. Again, setting up a joint account with someone. someone before you actually pass away. Now, that sounds weird, but what it is, again, who's going to pay for the funeral? Who's going to keep paying for your credit card bills, your utility bills, your mortgage, your car payments, affiliations, insurance? These things have to continue to be paid. How are you going to pay them? Well, if you set up an account with someone before you pass away that can be used for those items, there you go. It'll be much easier for the executor after you pass away. Can't emphasize enough letting someone know where the documents are. Trying to keep all your important documents together, your medical insurance, your life insurance, any associations you might have belonged to, any people you want notified, maybe putting that in your will. One of the other things that I also found interesting is that people will get insensitive when people pass away. Yes, they will. You know, you think somebody dies, everybody's crying. No, somebody will maybe the next day, be like, oh, well, what's going to happen to the piano? Where's the sofa going? I really wanted that gold, pocket watch. Just, you're like, wait a second, I just lost my mom or my daughter or my sister or whatever, and you're already asking for things. Just be ready for it. Just, ignore them, so to speak. Also, you might have people who won't show up to the funeral or to the memorial service. Everybody doesn't handle death very well, and don't take it personal. In most cases, that's just their way. They're not able to handle being intimate with death. So try to just be graceful about that and keep it moving, so to speak. Another thing is, if you're married, Scott talks about creating trust so that you don't have to pay taxes. And there's a detailed chapter about that, transferring trust. Like, your wife has a trust, your husband has a trust, and transferring assets between the trusts so that there's no taxes being charged. Another thing is giving gifts to nonprofits because, nonprofits are struggling, and that's something you can decide to do in your will. Also, the executor actually gets paid. The executor, depending on the state, but I think he was mentioning about 10%, the executor of the estate will get paid. And depending on the person's estate, could be a large amount, could be $20,000 even. I think that's what he had for his mother's funeral, but he decided to give it to a nonprofit as a donation. Another thing you want to think about is that siblings, people are going to fight over things. So as the person, when you're alive, try to be as specific as possible about who gets what, so there's no fighting between your children or relatives about who's going to get what. And, that's just a really important thing to think about. If you're the executor, it's up to you. If you have the power of attorney for health care, one of the things we talked about, you might get pushback from medical, like the doctors in the hospital, because they may want to do certain things to help and save the person. But if the person has do not resuscitate or doesn't want extraordinary measures, taken, or they don't want a breathing tube or any of these things, you as the executor have to be strong enough to say, no, the person didn't want that. Stop what you're doing. Sometimes you might have to bring a lawyer in to deal with the doctors in the hospital or nurses in the hospital. There's just some wonderful information in the book when someone dies. One of the things that he learned dealing with the situation, Social Security benefits. You're supposed to stop that as soon as possible. You can't keep getting the Social Security benefits. He learned that the hard way, and actually he and his siblings had to pay back all the money. So you really have to be careful with that. Then it depends on, like, survivor benefits or adopted minor children. Minor children might still get it. But you can contact the Social Security to get all the details. But a lot of people believe that people can get Social Security payments after the person dies. That is actually not the case. And he learned the hard way. He got a bad, bad letter and said that he was breaking the law and had to deal with the Social Security. So I think something must have happened, but I really appreciate you listening to this part of the show. I hope you did learn some things. But, again, it's still a wonderful book that he did write and talks about, the will, durable power of attorney, being an executor, dealing with probate. There's all different types of probate. You may not even have to go to probate And if you have a very specific will written out, then the executor really should not have too much problem going through probate. At the same time, probate is not bad, he said, that it can be helpful in certain situations. So don't be afraid of that. But I think we're going to have to reschedule. I'm not sure what happened with Scott, probably an emergency or something, but I appreciate your time. This is Joy Keys. You can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. And you can also just look on the page to see upcoming shows. Next week, we're going to be talking about mindfulness for stress reduction. Big surprise. Edgewood Dandipat, author, Haitian author, going to come on actually this week on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm doing a Twitter chat about autism. The hashtag is SMJKAutism. Again, SMJKAutism. That's on April 18th, 7 p.m. You can join by being on Twitter and looking up the hashtag. Or going to Tweet Chat, and you can follow all the tweets that have that hashtag. And then Saturday the 20th, again, we're doing mindfulness for stress reduction with Augusta Hopkins. Again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.